Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. That's all right. Come on, let's sing a little bit of it now. It's all right anyhow.
My God,
yes, sir.
My God,
can do anything.
Yes, God's got the power that he can do anything. Well, we want to welcome you, amen, to once again to Let Your Light Shine Internet Radio Broadcast. Amen. This is the study of the divine principles, that is, of the Holy Bible, and learning how to apply these principles into our daily lives. It is important, amen, to know that, hallelujah, that we have to learn the basic living instructions that God gives us, and we can find those instructions right in the Holy Bible. However, there is a spiritual connection, amen, to the letter of the Bible, and that is why, amen, yours truly has brought this radio broadcast to your homes so that you can learn, amen, how to apply the divine principles. And the reason why they are divine, because they come from our Father God, the Lord himself. So divinity means, amen, the expression of God or the personality of God. So what we speak is divine science, amen, which is, amen, going into the spirituality of the Bible. Jesus was a spiritual man, and he spoke in parables many a times, amen, so that he can bring an understanding to those who was living in those days and times. Usually his parables was speaking about, amen, if you was a fisherman, he would use fish, he would use farmers and planting the seed and et cetera, et cetera. And so he also spoke in parables to those who wasn't close to him, but his disciples, he spoke to them plainly so that they would be able to learn the divine principles of his holy word. And we just thank the Lord, amen, for that. Well, this evening, soon we're going to go into our tribute, amen, so that of last week, and we will discuss that. But before we go into the tribute, amen, we just want to remember some of our members in prayer. Missionary Tozera, she had surgery, amen, yesterday, and it was all-day surgery, as her mother, Sister Davis, was telling me. The surgery operation was successful in the hospital, and so she won't be with us this evening as she is recuperating, amen, in her surgery, from her surgery. So we just want to just hold her up in prayer, amen, so that she can have a speedy recovery and knowing that she would be with us again next week. And I know that she, by her faithfulness, is that she just hates that she cannot be with us this evening. Amen. If she had her way, believe me, she would be on dialing in right now, amen, and discussing and listening. But I understand. We don't want to push her too hard, amen. And her mother is right there beside her as well. Excuse me. And so on, that is what is happening. So we want to remember our own Sister Davis in prayer. Also, amen, remember the sick and shed in, amen, that are not able to come to church, amen, who are bedridden and do not have visitation than some do, but they're still bedridden. So we want to pray for the bedridden. Those are the patients that are in the hospitals and the patients that are in the nursing homes. We want to pray for them as well. We pray for children that are lost, amen, that they, for whatever reason, some of them have been stolen away from their parents, kidnapped, some just runaways. It, you know, you'd be surprised how many runaways country, and especially in the warm part of the country. They say in California, San Francisco, in those areas, there are young people, girls and boys, who are literally, amen, sleeping in the streets, amen. And so we want to pray for them. Isn't it weird that a country such as ours is supposed to be one of the richest countries in the world, and yet of all of the technology that we have, amen, we have not yet found a way to feed the hungry, amen. We have not found a way to feed the hungry. You know, hunger could be eliminated, amen, in this country and around the world, amen, if a government just get out of the way and allow for the farmers to grow the food that that God wills to be grown. As I know in my research is that when it comes to the government, they are the ones who tells the farmers what to grow and what not to grow. Amen. So, but hunger could be eliminated. Amen. With the proper cultivation, irrigation, all that is needed to cultivate food in order to supply the hunger with enough, amen, provisions to eat. And so my prayer is for that. My prayers also, remember, amen, in certain parts of the country, there are fires that are raging that have not yet been contained or controlled. Houses being burned up. People are losing their homes as a regard of these mass fires that is out of control in the, let's say, the western area, the northwest area of Washington, the state of Washington, and also in California. Usually it's always in that area. California has gone through almost 3 years of drought, the lack of rain. Amen. They have to ship in water. Amen. That's right. They have to ship water in so that the farmers can be able, amen, to irrigate and water on the plants. That is why, if you notice, lately that in the supermarkets, the price of certain foods have gone high, has been risen, and it's all because of the problems with the lack of water. Amen. They're losing a lot of vegetation and fruit because they just do not have, amen, enough water, amen, to keep the fruit and the vegetables alive. And so these are the days and times that we are living in, my people. If we have a lot to be prayerful for, even to be thankful for, but we have a lot to pray about or for those who are less fortunate, amen, in this rich country that we are living in. If it continues to do like it's doing, it won't remain rich any longer. Even the stock markets would be, amen, challenged, and because of the way that the weather is has a lot to do with the food that's growing. The weather has a lot to do with floods and storms that we're experiencing in this country. Amen. So we have a lot to pray about. And because of that, prayer, we know, changes things. Amen. Some people say, well, they don't pray much. Well, I don't understand why not, because, amen, when you're in trouble, you're going to say, oh, Lord, or you're going to say, oh, my God. You know, people use that, his name, in vain now. You know, you often see that going on, amen, in the Facebook. You know, I still don't understand those Facebook short terms or whatever that they have. You see the OMG, which, you know, means, oh, my God. But use that now so loosely, you know, and really do not understand that they are using God's name in vain. Well, we only have our only sister that is here, and I'm just going to open up the mic and say good evening. Evangelist, how are you doing this evening?
Praise the Lord, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. How are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored, thanking God for many, many blessings. I'm just thanking Him for this morning. I heard you say evangelist, and I'm not using the first one. That's why I'm sitting here. I'm waiting on Missionary Taylor to do the prayer.
She's resting this evening.
Okay. So I'm sitting here waiting. I've got my pen ready to write down the scripture, and then I'm something. You better say hello. I'm talking to you. But I just want to just truly say that God is so good, and I just want to thank God for all the listeners that are on the air tonight, and I will be praying for Shazera and praying for total healing for her. I was looking forward to hearing her voice because she usually the first one, and then I didn't know she was having any surgery today.
Mm-hmm. She went in surgery yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Still recuperating in hospital.
Oh, okay. Well, everything, as we know, is in divine order.
Yes, it is.
Thank God for her and her beautiful mother. It was just a blessing to meet them Sunday. And, oh, my goodness, it was just awesome. Just so much love.
Yes.
And it still feels good to just be greeted with so much love, you know, and her mother, they wouldn't stop hugging me, and it just made me feel so good. And I don't know who the other lady was, I can't remember her name, and she kept hugging me, and I just kept hugging them back. it just felt so good, you know, and it was just truly a blessing to finally get to meet them, you know, and I'm hoping to see them again soon, you know.
I'm happy that you was able to make it.
Yes, it was truly, truly a blessing, truly a blessing. And I was intending to tell y'all, I didn't finish the testimony about the coat. Nobody never found the coat. The coat was
They never found the coat.
They never found the coat.
Oh, they never found it?
No. And they were saying, what coat? And my daughter said, the coat that my mom had on. So the technicians and the nurses, and they said, we never seen a coat. But I had her coat on. But the coat, you know, it never came up. You know, nobody never found the coat. So I know it wasn't nobody but God had me put her coat on, and that was her arms being wrapped around me.
Yes, yes.
So,
that's right.
But yeah, and I wanted Shazera to know that, you know, that the coat was never found.
Okay.
But God is so good. He's so good. You know, but I just thank God for using me Sunday to tell that testimony.
Yes.
And I just thank God for that, because I had written down some other stuff that I was going to read, but the guy said, no, I don't want you to do that. And I said, okay. I was sitting there, and he said, I want you to tell your testimony. I said, okay, because I had my book, everything. You see, I took my book up there.
Yeah, I know.
This is not what I want you to do. I just thank God for hearing his word and obeying his word.
Yeah.
You know, But I really enjoyed myself, and I'm really looking forward for our next event.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward. You know?
Yes, it was truly a blessing.
And my son said they really enjoyed themselves. My granddaughter said she really enjoyed herself. And my son said, Mama, that was beautiful. He said, I never heard nobody give a testimony like that. You know, he said he's speaking and singing at the same, you know, doing at the same time. I said, you know, Lord made me do that.
I know that you was glad to see them, too.
Yes, I was, because when my granddaughter walked in, I didn't know who she was because I haven't seen her since she was about 15.
Oh, yeah.
And she's 19. Well, she'll be 20 this year.
Yeah.
So I haven't seen her since about 07.
Right.
I think
that's
it's been
right.
07, 08. So I haven't seen
okay.
her since then. And it was truly a blessing to see her, you know,
mm-hmm.
and see my oldest son, because I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him since, '08. And when they came down for Thanksgiving, you know. Tony was here last year, so I saw Tony, but it was truly a blessing. The Lord heard my prayer, you know, because I had asked the Lord, you know, to just let my children come, and if it's just one grandchild, just let me see my children and my grandchildren. So I got a chance to see three of them, so that was a blessing.
Yes.
And I just want to thank God.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Wonderful.
So I'm just... And the prayer I'm asking for, I'm just asking, and I pray this prayer every night that the Lord just bless this nation because of so much
yes.
that's going on. And you just pray for this nation,
yes.
you know, universe with all this crime that's going on all over the United States. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I always say I'm not going to look at the news because, you know, every time I turn the news on, somebody then got killed. But I have to look so I can know what's going on outside, you know.
Right.
It's just sad that so much killing is going on, you know. But I remember you prophesied back in, I think it was 2000, on New Year's Eve, where you prophesied and you said that in the years to come, and you said in the year 2000, well, no, it wasn't even 2000 yet, but you said in the year 2000, it's going to be a lot of killing, and a lot of people, it's going to be their mind, you know, their mind
yep.
is going to
yep.
start
and
killing
it's happening.
Up, they're going to start killing up one another, and I remember you telling
yep.
us that, you know.
Yeah,
and it's all,
I
and
remember
it's all
that.
Coming, and it's all coming to pass, you know, filling up one another, and you know, but just like the song, like the gospel song said, God made the world, and God can fix this world, and I know He can fix this world. You know?
Yes, He will.
And it's just a matter of time.
That's
know?
Right.
And I believe and I trust in the Lord, and I know He can fix this. I know He can.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So, but yes. I'm just praying, you know, just keep me and my family lifted up in prayer. And
okay.
I'm asking for a special prayer for, oh, Lord have mercy, what is her name? Oh, my goodness, I done forgot her name. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God, I can't think of her name, Bishop. But it'll come back to me. But oh, my homework, Genesis 1 verse 22. Okay, that's my homework.
Okay.
Genesis 1 verse 22. I almost forgot.
That's okay.
I'm thinking if I give out the homework, her name will pop in my head. Oh, Margaret Payne. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Margaret Payne, one of our church members. She's in the hospital, and I'm just asking prayer for her. And to
what she's in the hospital
her.
For?
She had some type of surgery. I don't know what kind of surgery it was, but she was in rehab, but they had to end up taking her back to the hospital because she was, what is it? She, when your body don't have enough fluid.
Yeah, she was dehydrated.
Dehydrated, that's the word. And so she's back in the hospital, and she's a beautiful lady with a good heart. And pray for her son, Roger, to just strengthen him, you know.
Okay.
Their first mother, you know. And I just thank God for just giving me her name, because her name, you know, I had sure couldn't remember her name, but I just thank God for bringing it back to my remembrance.
You know, yes.
Mark Payne and her son, Roger Payne.
Okay, we'll pray for him right now. Father God, we come to you in your name, in the name of Jesus, and we pray for the Payne family. Dear Lord, that you would deliver them, deliver from her illness, from her surgery. Dear Lord, that she would just put divine order right now. Dear Lord, we speak divine order from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet. Dear Lord, we just thank you for hearing our prayers. Dear Lord, we pray for peace in the world, on this planet. Dear Lord, there's so much going on with the weather, and the storms and the fires. We pray for rain in California. You will send a rain cloud there and burst that cloud and let there be rain so that once again the rivers could be filled up, the rivers and the lakes in California. Lord, we pray for that. Hallelujah. We just continue to pray, dear Lord, that we join in with the other prayer warriors that in that state. I know that they're church members. You have other people, believers who are there, who are praying for rain. And so we just join in with them, dear Lord, and let the rain fall. Dear Lord, let that rain fall in Jesus' name. We just thank you, dear Lord. We thank you. And put those fires out in California and in Washington, the state of Washington. Put those fires out right now, dear Lord. And the storms, the hurricanes that's out in the ocean, dear Lord, we just speak peace, be still right now to that storm. We just speak peace right now and heal this land once again, Lord. I know you said if my people who are called by my name is would just repent and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven and you will heal their land. So, dear Lord, we are standing up for you. We join in as your church, collectively as your body, and we stand up and we repent of our sins. Dear Lord, we repent of all that is not right in your eyesight so that you can heal the land. But you said, dear Lord, your word always come true. Dear Lord, your word is truth. So we thank you for healing the land, dear Lord, so that the fruits and vegetables can feed the hungry. We thank you for that, dear Lord. Provide homes for the homeless. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, I'm not going to give a trivia tonight. I'm going to wait till next week because you are the only one that came in, that tuned in tonight.
What?
And, I know Sister Davis, they would, you know, Tazera would be in, but like I said, by her being, you know, in the hospital, that she is ill. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I just wanted to give that prayer and still open up, and we're not going to continue on. Amen.
Okay.
I'm going to get me some rest, too.
No, it's funny. I don't sleep when I'm away from home. I don't sleep good. And I just been, feel like my body is just drained, and you know, and I can't So I said, I kept on saying, okay, Lord, keep my eyes open, Lord. Let me stay woke up. Bishop can ready to come on, and I don't want to fall asleep. So I just said, okay, Lord. But I just, I'll sit up. I'll stay just sitting up until he come on and go off again. Because I know
Amen.
If I can't, so I'm sitting
you
up.
Will fall asleep.
So I just thank God, you know, for helping me to sit up because, you know what, I said, Lord, I can't keep my eyes, so what's wrong with me? I was sitting in Bible study at the church, and I was saying, Lord, have mercy, I'm getting sleepy, and I said, Lord, you just let me stay woke. Yep, I'm gonna be asleep all night, so I'm just thanking God. Thanking God, you know.
Yes, I'm thanking God too.
You know, we have.
He's a good God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I don't have no complaints. None at all. Because I know what he's done for me, you know.
That's right. That's right.
And I just thank God because I told y'all, I told Rita, I said, Rita, you know, if I look at that video. At the video, I said, Mother Washington calling me. I don't know why she calling me. she might be looking for the number.
Maybe so. Yeah. Well, just let her know that we'll be back next week.
Okay,
I'll
let her know.
All right.
She be trying, bless her heart. She said, baby, I wish you could just get to my house so you can just see, help me find stuff. She can't never find stuff. I said, well, Mother, if I have to catch a bus, I'm going to catch a bus to your house and get everything organized for you so you know where everything is at.
She is
sweet as she can be.
Yes, she is.
I just love
her.
And you know what I want to share with you?
What's that?
It's like when I go to church and I sit next to her, I feel so much peace.
Do you?
And
okay.
Yes. And one day they was I don't know what was going on with me, but when I got to church. They was having a program, and when I got to church and I sat next to her, I felt so much peace. Bishop, I laid my head on her shoulder, and I went to sleep.
Isn't that something?
And I told her, I said, Mother, you got so much peace upon you and around you that I laid my head. I said, you didn't know I was asleep. She said, no, girl, I didn't know you were asleep. I said, Mother, I went to sleep. And Mary, Mary says she feels the same thing, too. When you sit next to her, just so much peace. She has so much peace about her, you know.
Yes.
And you feel so comfortable, you know, just
sitting
next to her. Whatever you might be going through or whatever you might be and went through, you sit next to her, you don't feel anything but peace, you know.
Okay.
And she's just a true mother of God with so much love, you know.
Yeah.
And I have just taken her under my wings as my mother, and she's taken me under her wings as her daughter, you know.
Yes.
And she's just a woman with a beautiful heart, beautiful heart.
Yes, she is.
I just love her. I just love her.
Yes, she is.
And she wanted to come so bad.
I know.
Because because she called me mother, too. She said, well, how long is the ride? I said, about 4.5 hours. She said, oh, Mother, I don't know if I can sit that long. And I know she probably wouldn't be able to ride that long, you know.
Right.
So I said, well, Mother, don't worry about it. You know, I said, Bishop knows your heart, so don't you worry about it.
Well, I'm going to come back down there, too.
Oh, okay.
So I let you know we're planning and come back there so we can, you know, give another service.
Oh, that'll be beautiful. That'll be a blessing right there.
Yeah.
I know me, Mary, and Mother Washington be looking forward for that.
Okay. All right, then.
Well, hopefully we can get some more people to, well, we ain't going to try to convince them, but let them know that God is real.
Yeah,
know?
That's right.
And these testimonies are not fake. They're real. You know?
That's right.
Because sometimes when you tell people about something that can happen to you in your life, they look at you like you're crazy. You know?
I know.
They have to realize, you know, but the way you taught me, you have a testimony. Tell your testimony, shame the devil, you know.
That's right. That's right.
You keep all of it to yourself, you know.
That's right.
Think, okay, I got you under control. You ain't got to tell this. I got you. But no, I'm going to tell mine. I'm going to tell mine.
That's right.
You know?
That's
I ain't
right.
Let mine ain't going to be no secret.
Good.
I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it.
Okay, man. Okay. Well, I'm going to say good night to you.
Okay,
and
good night, Bishop.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, Bishop.
Okay,
tell my sister I say hi.
I sure will. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, I love
okay,
her.
Good night.
Well, I love her, and I love you, too.
Thank you. Love you, too. Okay, good
okay.
night.
Okay, good night.